Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week. They don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
What's the matter, man?
This is the wrong one.
That's how we get podcast.
This is the
Did
sad.
Somebody die? No, has there been a national the tragedy?
There has
no.
been. Podcast. Yes, there is. Someone did die.
Podcast. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Dabney Coleman died. Rest in peace.
Dabney Coleman is not dead. We made that up. Did you already forget we made that up?
This is the podcast.
Yes, I did.
All right, Dabney Coleman is not dead. But he is in Twitter land.
Dabney Coleman.
Rest in peace. The podcast this week, speaking of people dying, this is actually serious. The podcast this week is sponsored by the Safer Ride app. And seriously, thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you're out and you're drinking, get a cab, get a ride, call an Uber, pick up a Lyft, whatever. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Nice segue.
Thank
That's
you, man.
That's really good.
That was good. That's what I do. I'm a pro.
It's major market. So we are doing the podcast a little earlier than normal.
Yeah.
Actually, last couple of weeks we've been doing them a little earlier than normal.
Yeah, normally it's on Fridays. I've got a wedding to go to that I'm going to be taking a road trip immediately after the show tomorrow. So, in other words, to get this all done, we have to do it now.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris Forrest watching right now in the Middle East. What up?
Oh, God. Can you imagine being in the Middle East right now?
It sounds terrible.
The Middle East is what?
Yemen?
What do you mean? Middle East is all, it's the Middle East. You know what I'm talking about? The Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Afghanistan, that's the Middle East.
Qatar.
Qatar. You say Qatar, I say Qatar because I'm a Qatar player. it's the same thing.
It'll be one of those days, Carson.
It's the same thing with like the George Bush, the Daddy Bush, whenever he would do the whole, you know, Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, you said, you know,
Saddam. But that's the thing. It's Saddam. But we would say Sodom because
of course we did,
of the
we're
connotations
America.
Of yeah. Yeah, we're America. We do it. We mispronounce their names on purpose so that they would get upset at us for talking about them.
You
wrong.
Know what? We're going to tell you how your name is pronounced.
That's right.
Listen up.
America, baby.
Yeah.
That's right.
America.
So there is a little bit of news that has been breaking today that scientists believe they have found a planet that's suitable for life somewhat close to us.
Yeah. When I talked about this on the show yesterday, you were like, okay, why don't you talk about something people care about? And now you're going to bring it up because you found this?
No.
Remember, I was all excited about it, and I told you it takes 73 years or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just trying to add on to it. I'm sorry, man.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, man. Go. It's your thing.
That's like y'all got some friction.
No, yeah. I'm just like, I brought it up.
Do we need to get a therapist?
I brought it up.
We've
like,
needed a therapist for so long. You have no idea.
No, but I brought it
Can
up.
Can we get a group rate?
I brought it up, and Big D's like, why don't you talk about something? I mean, he called me out. Talk about something people care about. And then immediately, first thing on the podcast.
Like every day right after the show, we have a therapist come in. She could do each one of us Monday through Thursday, and then on Friday, she could talk to all of us, and we could record it, and that would be the podcast.
Oh.
It's not me. He's fired up.
Fired up.
I don't know what he's all fired up about.
Fired up because you didn't care about this until you discovered it.
I can't
it.
Be fired up because of the lack of energy from only eating potatoes.
Man, I got to tell you, that's the best thing that ever happened to me is when I stopped that. And I got to tell you guys, I was kind of, you know, last podcast, I was pretty hard on you guys. You know, I was really, really rough on you.
You're still ticked.
For you know, pretty much hoping I fail.
We didn't hope you failed. Yeah, I was rooting for you all the way to do it.
You know,
but when you failed, I called it what it was.
Hey, I'm past it.
Oh, that's okay. Good.
I was Team Big D.
Now I look back on it and realize, wow, both of you guys are horrible people, and that's fine. I get it. You know, it's a competitive thing. It's a guy thing. You want to? I get it. It's fine, man.
I don't know. Carson was kind of on you too.
Don't drag me into the mess. Like, let him still have a nice image of
me.
So
anyway, I stopped doing the potato thing, eating potatoes for 10 days. That's crazy. Patrick's doing it, and it is terrible, right?
I hate it. It is awful.
Yeah, I didn't really go into the hatred of it so much.
I
but because I got out by 3¾ days, I was done, man. I was like, okay, man.
Carson and I talked about this morning. I think I could do this for a month, no problem. Keeping it under, just adding a little bit of salt or a little bit of butter, not even real butter. Use like, I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah, but I think
like the spray.
I think at that point it becomes really unhealthy.
Well, it doesn't become really unhealthy. It's not any more than it already is. You're just adding in a little bit of salt, which would make it easier to keep going and to hate it less. The problem is, if I had a little salt, I can eat 5 little tiny potatoes for breakfast or lunch. It's like 100 calories. And then I can't force myself to eat more because I'm so sick of it. The fifth one.
Are you able to poop?
Yeah, I haven't had any problems.
That was the thing, is that whenever Big D started it, somebody told him that it'll mess you up, it'll clog up the pipes and all that kind of stuff.
Really? I'm drinking so much water.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem either. I drink a lot of water. I'm just concerned about your BMs.
Thanks. But the thing is, if I put a little bit of salt on those potatoes, I could easily sit there and eat 20 of them.
How much are you down
there? They would be delicious. How much am I down?
How much do you weigh less?
Yeah, wait.
On Monday, from Monday to today, so in only, 2 days, I've lost almost 5 pounds.
Another 5?
Wow.
Four and a half pounds.
I think
pounds.
It's my turn on the potato diet.
Are you still doing protein?
Yeah. So actually, no, I'm down like 4 or 5 pounds right now. So
in guy weight, that's like 12.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like, oh, yay, a girl over the age of 18. Every pound is a struggle. And guess what? I could put it all on tonight. Go out to dinner and it would be done.
I'd give up potato diet, man. And if I just went buck wild, eating whatever I want,
buck wild.
Three days, man, I could gain back the 20-something pounds I've already lost.
Isn't that funny? After all those years, we still, it's like those little things that are just embedded in our brain.
That was that guy that died, right?
He died, yeah.
Yeah, like, remember that TV show on
CMT? Oh, my God,
CMT?
I just remembered that.
Buck wild
and
or whatever.
Wow. All he would do was say, buck wild!
Yes! We had him on the show, and, like, he was like a nervous tick, and rest his soul, the whole thing. Okay. But, like, every time we would have a conversation with him, like, if there was an uncomfortable pause or lull in the conversation, we'd go, buck wild!
Buck wild!
And we all would just look at each other
like, wow. Yeah, buck wild!
I'm telling the story. That is not the strangest nervous tick anyone's ever had in here.
Oh, Ronnie Millsap.
No.
Oh, Ronnie Millsap's nervous tick was great, too. Ronnie Millsap, if there's a little downtime, he'd be like, you stop talking, and he'd go, and I love chicken, baby.
He just starts
singing random songs, and you're like,
just, I guess, to make sure people were still in the room.
that's probably why.
That sounded a little bit mean. I mean, because if it got too quiet, like, then...
He was, like, afraid of silence.
Hey, yeah. Eddie. Buck wild!
Some people are afraid of the dark. It's always dark to him, so he's afraid of the silence. That's the same thing. It's not a joke.
I never thought about that. That makes great sense.
It does.
So, no, the best ever... We had Sean Wayans, the comedian, come in to do the show.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a guy with him.
He was a dwarf.
He was like his handler.
But the guy was...
He was like 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
He was a large dwarf or a very small...
No, I think he had dwarfism. I really do.
Very
I remember.
Little.
Can we not say midget?
I don't know if you can or not, but
I don't think so.
He had the sausage fingers and all. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're supposed to say little person or dwarf, depending on the.
It was a little person.
I can't say. He can say sausage fingers.
Okay.
Like, really? Like.
I mean, I'm not the PC police. You only got to ask me.
I mean, that's what.
Look,
but
we're
getting way more offensive than what I said.
We're getting stuck on something that's not. We're gonna stuck on something that's not the point. Okay.
Gonna play match game in here.
The guy comes in, he's like, So which one of these mics does Shock use? And we're like, this one here. And then he goes, okay. So and then right before we go on the air, Bubba goes, all right, we're gonna go on the air now. And the guy goes, Sean is on. And I remember when he did that, D looking over at him like, did you just say that?
I just stopped and started. And
well, yeah,
stared at him.
We just looked at him. We're like, Sean is on. That's the way he did
and
it.
And literally, like, the three of us all just froze and went.
And Sean started laughing because he was like, he knew how ludicrous this was.
So ridiculous.
I kind of like to have that, a little person to come in and just go, Big D is here. or something. Wouldn't that be cool?
You know, I'd like to have my own theme music play when I go into a room, but it doesn't happen.
I would like to have that guy from Buck Wild just come on, and we need to make that a goal. We need to find that interview and make that a gold up, so we have
it. I'm
going to
do it right now.
Buck Wild!
I'll be back.
That does need to be in gold. We hey, I was going to tell Patrick. You, before I forget, your name is Carson?
Whatever.
That,
hey, you.
The again, we're not. I'm not an expert, obviously. We all.
I just saw Patrick scooting into his office on the video. Oh my god! If you're watching on Facebook, that was the creepiest thing I think I've ever seen.
Like a ghost person.
It looked
floating.
Did you see it?
I have it
up just to make sure it's working. Patrick. It looks like a crab walking backwards, but it's like stomach's up. It was weird.
All exorcist on
it. It was very exorcist, Patrick. That was crazy. Okay, I'm sorry to derail that.
I think have you gone to someone to like check all your like estrogen test and all that stuff?
Yes.
They take my blood and then they tell me, "Hey, you're okay." I don't think I've ever asked what specifically they're looking for.
Big D's afraid of needles.
You might want to have it looked at, because if your hormones get out of whack, it's harder to it's harder to lose weight, or it's easier to put on weight and all kinds of stuff. Especially if you have, if your estrogen is out of whack.
Yeah, I've thought about that. Actually, a close family member has, I don't know what to call it. I always say it's that Japanese thing that's wrong with your thyroid.
That's
a horrible, but the way I describe it, people immediately are like, oh, yeah. And he's got it. And like his thyroid only works at 30% level because that's when they caught it. So, I don't know. Maybe I should ask about that. Like, hey, which I don't want to be the person that like, oh, it's my thyroid. Because like, no, Doritos aren't helping folks.
Yeah.
So maybe I should put down the Oreos.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe one of these years I'll see if I'm got a balanced level.
Yeah. I don't know. You see the female athletes at the Olympics who were like.
Like that one, Caster Semenya.
Yeah, the one with the testosterone that's like three times
normal
woman.
Well, no, it wasn't just testosterone. She had male anatomy instead of ovaries. She had balls.
Yeah.
Inside, internal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like she literally had.
I have to say that's actually quite an evolution. I prefer that.
It's really.
I wish I had mine inside too, honestly. Yeah. That would help a lot.
Most women would prefer that.
They really, really, really don't belong where they are.
Bring them out when you need them.
What a terrible place to put that.
They're retractable.
Yeah.
Dude, it's kind of like great.
We got them on a crate.
Like landing gear on an airplane. You know, when you need them, you just drop them down. When you don't, you just lift them in.
It's like your mom. Remember your mom, you'd have the nice china. You don't use it all the time. But when you want to do something really nice.
They come out at Christmas.
You just kind of bring them out and go, well, hey, look, we're going to use them. We're going to use the good stuff. It's kind of the same thing. But yeah, that athlete was, I don't think that's fair.
Well, here's the thing. She wasn't the fastest athlete out there. She got beat a couple times. I don't know if she won the gold or anything like that, but she wasn't the fastest one. There, she had been beaten before, so obviously it was still, the playing field was level. Here's the thing. You have all these people.
No, it's no. That's not true. Because she took the place of someone who is actually a woman.
Well, this is a woman. She was born, on her birth certificate, she's got all the lady parts. On her birth certificate, it said lady, female, and so she was a woman.
They actually did blood work on her, too.
Yeah.
Like, she had to go through some pretty invasive tests.
And she had higher levels of testosterone because of the fact that her internal stuff was a little different.
It's kind of like the guy, the one that wins all the hot dog things from Japan, the competitive eater dude.
Is he not a guy?
But the way his stomach is set, that it's either like his diaphragm is higher or his stomach is lower, so he naturally has a bigger cavity in his abdomen than most people.
He shouldn't be able to do that.
And that's why he can eat more.
What about, didn't Lance Armstrong have like a heart that's bigger than most or something like that? Like, it had more mass.
You think of Secretariat the horse. Seriously.
Yeah, that's a horse.
Which, by the way, had retractable body parts.
Did you know that?
Well, it's crazy. I didn't realize. It was Secretariat? I don't know, man.
It's a horse.
Shows how much I pay attention to horse racing and bike racing.
Doe. A deer, a female deer. did you find it yet, Patrick? Buckwild.
Buckwild.
So I have the version that we edited to play back.
Oh.
And he doesn't say Buckwild as much.
Oh, we took it all
he
out.
He still does it at the beginning and the end, but it's just not as funny.
Yeah,
I'm going to need more time to find the I have the master somewhere, but it's going to take me longer to sift through it.
All right. Well,
don't worry about it. I think now's a good time to pull out a piece of gold.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. Why don't you let's play one piece of gold and we'll tell Carson
explain,
the story.
Explain the gold because I don't. Carson, do you even know what the gold is?
Carson knows about gold.
Oh, she does?
No, I do.
Do you?
I don't think
oh,
so.
Oh, this is great.
Gold is what we call is a category that we put clips of audio from things that happen on the show, off the show, in our life that are funny, and so we keep them.
Mm.
And it could be anything. It could be stuff
so
from
like
the internet.
Comedy
stuff,
gold.
And no, it's
not
gold
comedy.
Only to us.
It's okay. Okay. Like at the end of the podcast outro, you know, where you hear this. I'll go to the end of the outro here.
It was the podcast.
Listen at the very end. You'll hear this.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That is the only gold to make it to something permanent.
Regular. Yeah, something that keeps happening.
That, do you even, can you even understand what they're saying?
It says I'm sorry, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
That's my stalker
Big
saying
D had a stalker back in the day, and that was him on the phone saying, "I'm watch, here we go. I'll give you the...
I'm sorry.
Oh, so creepy.
That is
wait,
so creepy.
And then it hangs up.
Yeah. Oh.
He said sorry after we wanted to talk to his mom.
He was a grown man who was sending Big D pictures of his retractable body parts.
No, his weren't retractable.
No, they were fully deployed.
They were fully deployed. Yes, that's right. Gear was out. Gear was out.
Gear was out. Anyway, so that's what a gold
Flying
is.
I'm dirty.
It's just little things that that pop up, and you know, like we had a lady who laughed like a chicken, and we're like, oh man,
he said pop up. Just couldn't.
God, what are you?
12-year-old
guy?
Boy.
What are you, a guy?
You're like half boy. We need to
do the genetic testing. I can run in the Olympics.
All right, go ahead, play this one.
All right, here's a lady that she laughed like a chicken, and we're like, oh, my God, she's a gold, just because you don't hear that every day.
So these things end up in there. Some of them are things that never made it on the air but made us laugh. Just
like Big D. Watch out. Here's Big D.
Hey, y'all, it's Big D and Bubba. Wake up with us tomorrow and win. That's a good
one. So I have a whole stack of these things just saved in the computer system. They're so great.
Fiance.
That's how you know, by the way, that's how you know you're a true redneck. If you add a T to the word fiance and it becomes fiance, that's how you know.
Fiance.
These are like those ghost hunters. Like we hear like audio and the, you know, what do you call those?
The EVPs.
The EVPs, yeah.
Gatorade. I drink Gatorade to keep from eating so I can stay little.
What language was that?
I don't know. It's great. It's America.
Then there's things that pop up from the internet that we're just like, oh, that's got to stay in the gold category.
You're going to jail now!
Okay, what's
you're
up?
Going to jail!
That's a bus driver who's beating a guy who's beating up on some girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You going to jail now?
You go. Hello?
Oh, now look. Hello. You know the hello story? No, gosh.
Oh, man.
That
one doesn't need to be explained today. It just doesn't.
It doesn't?
No. Do you really think that one needs to be explained today?
That is my favorite. That's fine. We can keep it. Some stuff needs to stay.
Yeah.
Well, no, that one's actually, we explained it on the episode of the podcast where we talked
we
about the gold.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have a whole episode of just gold. I mean, I don't want to go and recreate it.
Have to go back and do some listening.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people
Here's
who listen.
Here's my favorite Olympic gold.
Look at Clary!
I thought of that during the Olympics this year.
I was watching Phelps swim. I was at a Mexican restaurant.
It's the same guy. I don't know his name, but it's the same guy doing the color commentary.
Yeah.
And so I kept hearing him go, look at Clary!
Look at Clary!
Look at Clary!
Look at Clary!
See, so that was a news clip that we played during the show. And it was the longer clip.
We played it like 20 times that day.
That day, because it was such a dramatic finish in the Olympics, what, 8 years ago?
Yeah,
I think?
Whatever it was.
In Beijing. And
all we could hear was that.
All we heard was him going, look at Clary!
Yeah, we're finishing up. That's great, Phelps won, but what in the world was this? Look at Clary!
Look at Clary!
Then you got, this is a classic. This is a phone call we got.
Big D and Bubba.
Yeah.
My radio was way too loud.
What?
My radio was way too loud.
So.
And I'm calling y'all to tell you to turn it down.
Her radio is way too loud, so she called us to turn it down.
Yeah.
That's how you make it into the gold. That's a surefire way.
That is just one way, yes.
You know, I used to work at NBC, and I had to do a stint in viewer services, and I had a woman call to tell me that Tom Brokaw was talking too loud on nightly news one night.
Oh, God bless.
And she
America.
Was like, it's just too loud. I can't hear. And she was like New Jersey, because that's what's calling up there. And she was just very like, oh, it's too loud. And I'm like, ma'am, do you have a volume control on your television? It's Tom Brokaw's fault. And I'm like, and you can't say anything. Like, that's one of the policies there is you just have to say, like, thank you for your concern. And she just wouldn't let it go because it was Tom Brokaw's fault. It was so loud.
How long did you work at NBC?
I was there a little over a year.
And that was the same time as Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. or was that kind of... So it was
SNL was after. Okay. So, yeah, like SNL, tree lighting, Macy's Parade, the whole thing.
What did you do with the tree lighting?
I was actually the assistant to the executive producer, the guy who put it all on. So we did all the lead up.
Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, I'll come in at Thanksgiving with my Macy's Day Parade jacket because it's the one time a year I can wear it. And so basically we were in charge, and you'd be up till like 3 a.m. getting stuff coordinated. But the day of the parade, like, it just ran because you've now done everything. So you got to sit in Herald Square and just watch the balloons. So that was it.
I gotta tell you, that is one of the most boring things. I find myself
with the lighting of the tree.
No, the parade.
Yeah,
like, and people are like, I'm like, what are you doing? We're traveling to the city to go to New York to go watch the. I'm like, man, that sounds terrible to go and park and then walk
it's
and
cold.
Then sit.
Now maybe you guys probably don't have this issue because I'm going to emphasize the word guys. But we'd have to be there at 3 a.m. every day, and you go through. And leading up to the parade, you could go into Macy's to use their bathrooms, but not on the day of. So our options were porta-potties. And as a woman, it's 20 degrees out, and you have to use the facility, which means I can't stand. I have to...
Yeah, you have to sit, and it's cold.
It is awful. It was like, I'm not drinking anything.
Well,
I'm not
eating anything. I don't have a gallbladder, so I have a lot of the same issues. I have to sit a lot more than normal. That's why I have such well-defined thighs from the hover. I've got that down.
Why would you... Is there times when you don't sit?
No, but that's what I'm saying is that guys don't have to and girls, we'd have to. And so, yeah, the idea of...
Talon, did you do... you just did that for a season? For one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was there. For SNL, it was like the... 2000 to 2001 season, and I did part of the 99-2000, and then the Macy's parade was 2000, and then the tree lighting was 2000.
You know what ruined me about Saturday Night Live? The when I found out about the cue cards.
Oh.
The cue cards. Yeah. I can't watch it now without seeing people reading the entire time.
Yeah,
because
you can't memorize
lines.
That dialogue. Also, because they actually write way more skits than you see. And so they rehearse a bunch, and then they do them at dress rehearsal, and whatever doesn't get a laugh out of the audience gets cut. So you might have tried to learn dialogue for 20 sketches, but there's only 10 on the show. So I feel like I'm giving the NBC tour again.
No,
that was like our whole big...
No, it's just, it's fascinating to people because you don't know.
Yeah, and so when you notice, you can see, especially the guest host... will usually look off to the side. They're never looking at the person they're supposed to be talking to.
Like when they're facing each other.
Yeah,
they're not really
they look
facing
in a weird direction because they're looking at a cue card.
That's all I see now.
Yeah.
You got to suspend disbelief, man.
Yeah.
You got to suspend disbelief.
Just been let behind the curtain.
Yeah. But the big sketch when I was there is the cowbell one. That was there the season I was there.
Oh, that was, you were there?
Yeah, I actually got a family member tickets to that show. And because he'd wanted to see The Rock the week before, and you couldn't touch wrestling because everybody wanted him. And so I was like, well, I'll get you Christopher Walken and Christina Aguilera. And he's like, yeah, all right, that'll be cool. And then the cowbell sketch came out of it, like the most iconic sketch of like the last 15 years almost. And you're welcome.
Did you know it was going to be iconic?
It was funny.
Even watching it, did you think?
No, because Christopher Walken is funny with anything he does. So, but it just caught on. And like Will Ferrell, obviously.
They said they did it in dress rehearsal and it was kind of funny. And then for the regular, for the real show, Will Ferrell came out in a shirt that was one size too small. And then it was just so much more
funny. It was just that much better.
Because this much, he had a bubba going on. He had this much of his belly sticking out on the bottom.
Hey.
About an inch and a half of his belly sticking out. And so when he's playing the cowbell, his belly's just...
I did that this week. I was doing shoulder work.
I saw your tweet.
It was the worst because I'm at the gym and I'm going, you know, all this stuff over my. I'm not going to do it here because like if I do, it's on camera. But like, I'm so in great. There. I'm on their little in the gym cameras though. So I'm lifting, you know, and I'm like whatever. And I wasn't even paying attention. And then I look over and like I see this guy like looking at me like kind of weird, like just kind of off. Like what is this guy has no shame. He was looking at me like I had no shame. And then I realized the reason he was looking at me like I had no shame is because my belly from basically just below my man boobs on down was coming out of my shirt on the full on over the head shoulder press. And that wasn't cool.
How's that going?
What?
The lifting.
It's going. I mean, it's good.
You're seeing results?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you
good
taking
for you.
Are you taking anything?
No. God, no. Dude. Am what? I taking something?
Yeah.
Really?
What do you mean?
I don't even take aspirin. I don't do the only what? Thing I ever do when I'm sick, I go and I get a steroid shot just so I can get over the sick. Like if I get a little sinus thing, steroid shot and put me on the regimen of whatever antibiotics and it's gone.
There's stuff you can
that
be-
way I don't have to take sick days. But I don't no, I don't take anything. I don't yeah. I always
how do you not take aspirin?
I don't know. I mean, even after surgeries and stuff, I don't take any of the pills. They're like, oh, we got a prescription for that. I'm like, I don't need that.
Well, you take the prescription. You get it filled, and you give it to your buddies,
everybody
man.
Everybody says that.
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding.
Everybody
no, I'm
says
the same
that,
way. I didn't. I had my gallbladder out, too, and they had given me some really strong medication, and I only had to use half of it. And the amount of people that came out of the woodwork, like, so, what they put you on? I was like, really?
My answer during that was always, oh, I have more of the barium drink if you'd like some of that. but no, I never do because I figured your body can handle pain. I mean, we're built that way. So once you get past the point of it being a dull ache, then it kind of you don't notice it anymore. Pain is in your head. I know I'm weird. Stop.
Yeah, I'm a big wuss, man. You want to give me the drugs? I'll take them. If I won't feel pain anymore.
First day, obviously, I'll take whatever they have the first day. But after 24 hours, I always go back to just dealing with it.
That's a man right there.
Yeah, because he's a real man.
No, it's not because that. I just figured
I mean, you're manning up.
It's just
taking the pain.
I figure that if you take the pain, you can deal with more pain later.
Interesting. Well, if you ever want to start taking something to make everything go faster, let me know.
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm afraid that anything I put in my body will end up screwing up something else.
Well, there's just some things that you may be deficient in some stuff that you could be doing, and not I mean natural stuff, not steroids.
You're talking about low T?
I'm just saying, well, not just that. I mean, there are,
I think he's accusing me of the low T.
But I can get you steroids too if you want.
I don't know, man. I think I'm okay.
You come in all red faced and pimply back and angrier than you already are.
Right now. Say, really?
I am not angry. I just don't put up with any crap. There's a big difference.
Oh, you're angry.
No, I won't put up with it. Anytime something's dumb, I'm like, this is stupid. Move on.
Stranger Things is bigger than ever. We were ahead of it. I realized that yesterday.
We were a month and a half ahead of everybody with Stranger Things. Yep.
So I made a note. I was like, you know what? We should really bring up Stranger Things more on the show now. It's kind of like playing a song really early, and then 2 months later, it's like a number one. And
it's like liking a band, but now that everybody else likes it, we just can't like
it
anymore.
Right. No, they don't like
liked it before. It was cool.
I love Stranger Things in the 80s.
So, liked it better the first time when it was called The Goonies.
Yeah. But I was talking to a guy yesterday who was he's on episode 3 and totally into it. Like, you know how when you really get into a show at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, for us anyway, because of our time, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you kind of start thinking, oh, I get to go home
and watch your show,
eat something while I'm watching my whatever show that you're into now. and you look forward to it. It's an exciting thing. And it's sad when it ends. There's a real depression when your series ends, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is.
And then you're like, and then you're struggling to find. It takes me about another week to find another good one.
Well, I told you some of the other shows I've been watching that, Last Chance U is really good. It's very, if you're not into sports, you won't really dig it.
No.
But it's really interesting. Seeing all these guys who, for some reason or another, got kicked out of Division I schools and they have to go to this little JUCO and work their way back either into another D1 school or, you know, the NFL or whatever it may be. It's just fascinating.
Yeah. And you know what got me with Last Chance U is that those guys are really good athletes, and even they have a hard time making it to a big program.
Well, a lot of the problem making it is because you still have to make good, you still have to be able to
grades
get the right grades and the right test scores, and some of those guys just can't, man.
Yeah.
But come on. Trust me, when you are a name any huge D1 athlete, all right, and you're the star quarterback, defensive end, running back, whatever.
Hold on. I'm not saying that there's not some truth to that, but there's still a minimum threshold, and some of these guys can't even get there. There have been hundreds. I mean, there are names I had a guy I knew in high school who couldn't get in. He was that good, you know? Yeah. Just couldn't do it.
It's a really good. You're not finished with it yet, are you?
No, I'm only on the third episode.
Okay. And you finished it, right?
No. No. It's back in the Stacy Netflix hell is what happens.
I'm the only one who's seen it all.
Okay.
Wow.
You've seen all of it?
I have a problem. It goes back to the Netflix cheating. We'll start a show. And then she's like, oh, don't watch this without me because I really want to finish it. And then we never go back to that show.
This is I can't get married. Never agree to this.
I've got like 8 shows. I'm not kidding. My Netflix queue list, whatever you want to call it, is full of shows that I've watched half a season and I can't finish because if I finished it without her, then, bae, you watched it without me. What are
doing? Does she call you bae?
Of course. I am so bae.
Now, in Bubba's defense,
you can hashtag that. Bubba is bae.
Bubba is bae. Hashtag Bubba is bae. I will defend Bubba and say that that's something that they have called each other long before
Here's the thing. It's a growing up in South Louisiana thing. Everything.
Yeah. Okay.
We're all just right. Lazy about the way we talk, and it's beautiful. And, you know, it's May.
Man, look. Sometimes you want to call somebody baby, but then you get lazy. That's all right, baby.
I can remember my grandparents saying, hey, bae, what's up, bae, and all that kind of stuff. So it's not like a new thing.
Okay, but the intent of the bee is there in the way you're saying it.
Yeah, but then when
The
other side of that is when BAE became a thing, what is it, before anyone else?
Yeah.
Yeah, when that became a thing, they totally ran with it. Like, it was like, oh, that's it now. We can use it.
You know, it's funny because I used to spell it when I would write some, hey, bae, whatever, it would be B-A-Y. So it's not B-A-E.
Oh, so totally different. Yep.
It's totally
not anymore.
Different.
We'll allow it. Nope. B-A-E. I'll allow it.
Mine is different because it's spelled different.
Yes.
Hashtag Bubba is bae. I'm just saying. I just want to get that out there. I want to see that happen.
Hold, please. Let me open the Twitter app.
All right. Anything else, guys?
I'm going to go eat some more potatoes.
Patrick, by the way, if you are just tuning in and you don't know, Patrick is now on day 3?
I love you. Wait, it's so radio right there.
What?
If you're just tuning in.
Well, I mean, like, somebody might just have started watching the live feed.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's still possible.
Or, I don't know. I did. I went radio. Yeah. Fine. You called me out.
I'm thinking podcast. Guilty. Somebody probably heard it. But, you know.
But no, if you've never heard, maybe if they didn't watch last week or listen to last week's, see?
No, I thought we talked about this on the podcast already.
Well, all right, last week.
No,
what if they didn't listen
earlier, like 30 minutes ago.
Did we?
I'm almost sure we talked about potatoes.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we always talk about potatoes.
I don't know, dude.
He was busy, man. He was editing.
That should be a gold.
That should be. Literally, there's 2 people, 3 people in this world that thought that was funny.
You need to record. I don't know. I was editing.
what? I don't know. I was editing. There. Patrick can go ahead and pull that in the clear, and you're good.
I'm going to use that forever.
All right.
Can I crab wheel myself back into my office?
Yes, please do.
Are we done?
Please do. Right. That's so great.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, look
at this. Bye, everybody. Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, why'd you go fast?
That's how I did it last time.
No, you didn't. Last time it took you like 2 minutes to get over there. Ugh. Party pooper. All right. Thanks again to the Safer Ride app for sponsoring the podcast again this week. Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride. Call a cab. Seriously, drive sober or get pulled over and end up in jail and they take your car and all kinds of crazy stuff goes on. And you don't need that in your life. You don't need that. So get a ride. All right, we done?
We done.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Yeah.
It was the podcast.
Bye.